All right, it's 9:40, and in just about everyone's book, that's ice cream time.
Oh, absolutely.
So get ready for the Giffords Good Time Ice Cream Tour. And, of course, the Giffords name is familiar in this area, but this is Giffords Ice Cream from Maine. With us in the studio this morning is Lindsay Gifford, a fifth-generation ice cream maker from the Gifford family of Maine. Welcome down, Lindsay. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. We're excited to be here.
So you had to wait for Giffords to go out of business so you could buy an ice cream company that had the same name so you didn't have to change it?
Well, yes, it is quite confusing, but let me clarify for you. We are Giffords of Maine. We're a family-owned company. We're a fifth generation from a small town in Maine. We got started in the 1800s by our great-great-grandfather.
So you know how to make ice cream.
We like to think so, yes. And our great-great-grandfather got started out of a horse-drawn wagon.
Really?
And it started out of Connecticut and then moved up to Maine, where we make ice cream today using vintage freezers, making over 100 flavors.
Nice.
It's a fun business.
So what you're going to be doing is rolling out some trucks here in DC. What are we looking for in these trucks?
Yes. So we have an ice cream truck that will be throughout the greater DC area. Handing out free samples of Giffords famous ice cream.
Wow.
So it is free. Let me reiterate that.
I just had some French vanilla. That is
awesome.
Perfectly balanced.
Thank you.
It's got all that vanilla flavor in there. It's good creaminess to it. Not too sweet, but it's a great ice cream.
Thank you so much.
Which one is this?
That's the Maine Wild Blueberry.
Oh, that's blueberry.
Yes.
Boy, that's really
good,
too.
Using blueberries from Maine right near our plant. Yes.
Now, this is really creamy. Is there a different process?
Yeah.
Is this a different process than maybe other companies use? Because there's something different about the texture.
We use vintage freezers that slow churn the product. So it's a different process. It's not the fastest process by any means, but we feel it makes the creamiest product.
Is this coffee?
That is Camp Coffee, yes, sir.
That's nice.
Thank you.
You know, coffee's such a popular flavor now. With everyone, Starbucks.
Absolutely.
So coffee, this is a very delicate coffee flavor.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so when people look for your trucks, they're going to be at 70 events throughout the D.C. area this summer.
Yes.
And tell me about what are we looking for? White trucks? What color truck are you looking for?
You can't miss it.
Okay, good.
It's a big truck. There's scoops of ice cream on it. You can see orange sherbet, strawberry. There's a container on it of our Maine Wild Blueberry, actually. There's smiling faces of kids on it. You definitely can't miss it.
And there are no calories in your ice cream. Is that correct?
You are absolutely right.
How did you guess? These are really good ice creams. When you go around the country, there are a lot of smaller operations that make them. And I think they're denser and they have more flavor to them. And they just take you back to ice cream as it used to be made. Is that what you refer to when you talk about your vintage freezers and stuff?
Just the old-fashioned way. I mean, that's how we refer to it. It's old-fashioned ice cream.
It's not like that skim milk stuff where it just really is an ice cream.
Right. It's the real stuff.
As a self-professed chocoholic, the chocolate is fabulous. Yeah.
Thank you.
I am nuts for your French vanilla, though. I like ice cream. That's a great French vanilla. That's
world-class. Well, we're so happy to have you here, Lindsay. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for
bringing us some chocolate samples.
Yes.
Love that.
Yes, we would like to let everyone know that they can tweet for our truck this summer. So although we have 70 different events signed up right now, you can tweet for our truck if you're a nonprofit, a business, whether you're a neighborhood. So all you have to do is follow us on Twitter at Giffords Maine. Tweet for the truck using hashtag free Giffords ice cream and be sure to hashtag your city so that we can find you.
Lindsay, thanks so much. Good luck with the venture.
Cool.
Hope you're very successful. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you bet.
Thanks.